If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Monique Marvez, better late than never. Partying with Martin Short and Steve Martin. Vegas Saturday night. You know how she is. She just wafts in whenever she feels like it.
Sorry, I got home Good morning. So late.
Good morning. That's all right, Angel.
No, 3:30 in the morning. For me, that's like Miami time. I haven't done that since the 90s.
Yes. All right. So anyway, 323-468-1135. Trump's big foreign policy ISIS speech is today, Jim. We'll get to hear more of that.
It's going to be funny.
Only I can fix it.
I wonder if Dane Cook will rape it off. That's going to be comedy. High comedy.
Huh? What? Let's go to Harriet in Florida. Hi, Harriet.
Hi, Steph. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
You know that commercial that Hillary has with the children watching Trump posting himself on his own baton?
Yep.
Well, my little 7-year-old niece saw that the other day. And she was at a grandmother's house, and she said, "Grandma, look, he even curses." And she said, "I bet Hillary doesn't curse." And my sister,
I bet she does when she's watching Trump on TV.
My sister said, "No, Hillary's a grandma. She don't curse." Mm-hmm. So my niece said, "I bet Bernie don't curse either."
Oh,
so I just wanted to say just how important those commercials are and how powerful they are.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
Very impactful.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you I'd give anything to be doing shots with her and watching Donald Trump on TV. But she's like a loading dock meets Friar's roast.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I like the Letterman ad with the shirt.
Yes.
I love that commercial.
I was saying, comedians doing the best journalism, right?
It's the world we live in now.
You could tell he didn't know he was about to get sucker punched. That look on his face, he was just like, Cindy in Santa Cruz. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm really excited to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
I wake up every morning with you guys.
Thank you.
But when you guys were talking about Trump and the My Fair Lady references, I really think Jim or you need to be singing that song in his voice because I think it would be wonderful.
Oh, he's coaching Donald Trump several times a day, Reince Priebus. Yes.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the... Do I have to say it again?
I don't like to repeat myself.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plane.
How are those coaching
this
sessions
from a guy
going?
Named Heinz Priebus?
And he sounds like Droopy Dog.
Droopy Dog!
Mm-hmm. We keep asking, are we a mean and dumb enough and maybe angry enough country to elect Donald Trump? A man from?
Florida.
Of course. Florida man released after a road rage killing is fatally shot in a road rage incident.
Awesome! I shouldn't have said it like that. Excuse me.
That's not Monique. I didn't mean that.
Evolution.
I think we need to have a little sounder of instant karma's going to get you from Jack.
Ryan in Virginia. Hello, Ryan. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
I just had a quick question. I came in late at the beginning of one of your last.
How dare you?
sorry about that, but.
You better have a note from your doctor or your mother, mister.
All right. But you mentioned that you, during one of your last shows, you went on stage and dropped a stool.
I used a stool as a walker, as a joke.
Oh, okay.
Because homeless people in San Francisco are too selfish to give me their walkers or motorized scooters so I can make a comedic entrance.
Oh, okay. So you didn't actually drop a stool.
No, you misheard. That's funny, though, because it involves poo.
And Trump.
Only I can fix it.
Donald Trump has dropped a giant poo on America.
Yep.
By the way, Jim and I were saying that
poo.
Yes? This is just entertaining to watch the Republican Party in this sheer white knuckle panic.
Yeah.
That they've brought upon themselves. One Iowa Republican said Trump is underperforming so comprehensively it would take video evidence of a smiling Hillary Clinton drowning a litter of puppies while terrorists surround her with chants of death to America.
Wow.
Republican insiders more convinced than Democrats that Donald Trump is so far behind Hillary Clinton he cannot win in November. Roughly half of the Republican members of the Politico caucus believe Trump's path to 270 electoral votes is basically shut off after another week in which he appears to have ceded ground in national and battleground states, which apparently are all rigged and already been stolen everywhere.
Yep.
It's rigged. It's all rigged.
Democrats not breaking out the champagne just yet. Good. 72% of Democratic insiders say despite Clinton's clear advantage, the presidential race is not effectively over. Good. Stay scared.
No.
Stay scared. Stay terrified.
Nobody needs to stay home. That's the thing. People will get complacent and not go out.
Mm-hmm. One Democrat said the long-awaited pivot to the general by Trump will never happen. All the handlers in the world cannot change his behavior. 85% say threatening to hold out on the debates is a mistake. One Michigan Republican said Trump looks petty and scared. True Florida insiders, one from each party, called the nominee chicken. He is a chicken.
I wish his mother's name was Rosemary, so we could call him Rosemary's baby.